Hey there, boy. Now today, I want to do something a little bit different with you. Something a little bit more intimate. I want to speak, just you and I. No scripts, no plans, nothing but an idea of where I want this winding road of conversation to lead. An idea which may turn out to be different to the reality of it once we get there. Special time between you and I. You can call it a trance, you can call it hypnosis if you'd like, though it's up to your subconscious mind, as always, to decide if that's really what we want to do here today. Call it a ramble, call it an experiment, call it what you will, but whatever we call it, you know by now, from reading the title and description, whether or not this is something you want, whether there are words you need from me to you to ring round your head for the file's duration and thereafter, as they embed deeper. In the subconscious mind, you're so eager to hand over to me, baby. So take a deep breath for me. In. And out. And feel, as you release that breath, the tension leaving your body. The relaxation of your diaphragm flowing up and out through your arms. Down and out through your feet as you breathe in for me again. Good boy. Just like that. And whether we set out together with that defined goal of bringing your subconscious mind to the fore and putting your conscious mind to sleep, we're going to get there if you want to get there without any effort at all. No tricks, no illusions, no magic to any of it. Just my voice in your ears. My control in your submission. And you know, baby, that submission is what you crave. You read the file name, didn't you? Today I'm speaking especially to you, my sweet caged boy. You who have taken on this visual symbol, this commitment of surrendering your manhood for others' pleasure, of giving up control to make it so clear, so achingly, frustratingly, hornily clear that what you want is to be of use, to be of service. Because such a thing gets you hornier than actually using your cock ever could. It's what you were built for, darling. You know it. By the time you put on a chastity cage, the chastity cage has found you. It doesn't happen by accident. It happened because a part of you knows that it's what you need, that it's what you crave. Maybe, for some of you, it even feels like what you deserve. What you've earned by this identity, this existence as a servant, as a beta male to somebody else. Or maybe, for you, it's just something you like to put on the weekend for hours at a time to keep you really focused on where you want your attention to be, on the pleasure of your dominant, the one controlling you. And take another deep breath for me, just like before, in and then out in a smooth motion, releasing another fraction of that tension. And feel as you do the support of the bed underneath you, how strong it is, how sure, how easy it is for you to imagine yourself melting into it, melting like heated clay, soft putty, all blurry and bubbly around the edges, just melting down into a relaxed puddle of bliss. The only concrete things to your experience being my voice, the bed beneath you, and of course, that cute little cage around your cock. All things you've chosen to surrender yourself to, like the good boy you are. Caging yourself is proof that your submission is the most important thing to you. In a way, it almost becomes a sacred object, proof of devotion, like prayer beads, or a special tattoo or piercing, or any kind of ritual haircut maintained by civilizations through the ages. An impossible to deny, marked visual aid for people to know exactly what you've dedicated, devoted, sworn yourself to. The chastity cage is proof of dedication, devotion to service, submission. To the knowledge that, as you keep listening to me, and as you hear my fingers click and feel that firm, warm bed beneath you, any number of incredible feelings may rise within you. Ones you're used to in my presence, like feelings of arousal and deference, respect and attention, but lots of interesting physical feelings too. Lightness, or weight, or warmth, or cool. The state can feel like many different things to many different people, but your subconscious mind always knows exactly what the perfect trance for you would feel like. And it can begin to evoke those feelings in you, a trickle at a time, now. Good boy. Just like that. Because you see, the funny thing about a chastity cage is that even though it stops your cock getting hard, it stops it getting big and full and aching to be touched. It doesn't stop you getting horny, no. In fact, it makes you much hornier. Because without your cock as that release valve lever you're used to let off all that pent-up steam, the only place your arousal can go is back into itself, like a fountain recycling its own water, the stream never weakening. For as long as you keep that cage on, for as long as you haven't come, your arousal has nowhere to escape. So it builds and it builds, getting hotter and heavier and harder to deny. And that's why the cage has such funny effects on your thoughts. Just the act of wearing a cage, if done for a little while, will turn any man into a submissive, because he'll have no choice. His only opportunity for release lies in serving others, and even then it's only a chance. Whether the tops you service are good enough to wring a load out of you by fucking you, whether or not they're generous, to the point where they'll milk you through your cage, maybe with a vibrator, or maybe if you're really lucky, cutting that cage off for a bit, just long enough for a ruined orgasm before they put it back on again. The point is, at the moment you put on that cage, proving your devotion to submission, to pleasuring others, you're actually showing your dedication to something much more profound in yourself, and that is the inescapable arousal that accompanies not being able to touch your cock. It's kind of the forbidden fruit problem, isn't it? The minute we're told we can't have something, there's nothing in the world we want more. Before you became a good caged boy, you probably didn't think much about your cock. It was always there, and you'd use it, and you'd get off with it, but it almost became a little boring routine. It was something you did just for the sake of it sometimes. It lost its spark. But the minute you cage your cock, you're putting it on a pedestal. You are giving it that ritual significance it once had that it can have again, if you keep that cage on, baby, like I know you will, because it feels so much better to have your cage on than to have it off. It feels so right because you know your cock is a precious thing to you. And we don't leave precious things out in the open, do we? Letting people get their hands all over them? No. We put them away, safely away, in vaults, in money boxes, in piggy banks, whatever our treasure might be. And your cock has always been your greatest treasure, hasn't it? What other thing in this world has enabled as much pleasure as it for you through the years? Maybe your prostate, if you're lucky, but being real, for most of us, it's that magical, beautiful lever dangling between your legs, or that used to dangle between your legs, now just kind of sits against itself in the cage. But we keep our precious things out of sight, out of touch, even for ourselves, so that we don't damage them. A mint condition collectible, I guess, if you want to be a nerd about us. So it makes sense that when your cock does all these wonderful things to you, and it means so much, that you would treat it with that same almost religious reverence, like I said. So that it stays special forever. Unsullied. Untouched. And the magical thing that happens when you realize that this is what you're made for. That this is what you're meant to be doing with your body, with your freedom. It's the choice you're supposed to be making for your manhood. It shows you that you have a place in the pecking order, and that place, well, I won't say it's at the very bottom, but I will say that you're making it very clear that in deprioritizing your own pleasure, that you must exist for someone else's. And believe me, there's no shortage of men who are looking for a boy like you, who knows that their role is to bring others pleasure, who is so willing to prove it, so desperate and needy, that they're even willing to put a cage on their own cock to stop themselves being able to orgasm without the help of another man, whether it be by toy or a finger or just a good old-fashioned cock in your pussy. It's the only way you're going to be able to get release, boy. And so you find that it begins to be all you can think about. At first, of course, when you're new to the cage, what you're going to think about most is, man, I should just take this thing off. If I just unlocked right now, I could jerk off and come and no one would know. Maybe you're right. Maybe they wouldn't. But what's going to happen when you do that, if you can bring yourself to, is that shortly after coming, you're going to find that you feel a little bit bad about what you've done. You're going to feel strangely like you've broken a promise to someone, even if you've promised no one at all that you're going to keep that cage on. Even if you haven't verbalized to yourself that the reason you put that cage on in the first place, that the only reason anyone puts a cage on, is because part of them knows it's where they belong. That strange feeling of wrongness, that icky sensation of, I just did a bad thing. Well, it means that next time you slip that cage on, because you're not going to be able to resist putting it on again, it's too late for you for that. You're going to go a little bit longer before your resolve wavers and you whip it off again. And the cycle may continue. The stone skipping along a pond, up and down and up and down. The distance in the cage getting longer, and the distance out of it getting shorter, till eventually you come to the conclusion we've all already reached about you. That you're happier in the cage. You're better off in your cage. You're not made to fuck with that cock. Really, you're probably made to be fucked. You're made to submit. You're made to bring others pleasure. Because men who are made to fuck, to breed, to fill holes, the thought to put a cage on wouldn't even cross their mind. They know it's not right for them. It wouldn't linger in their heads any longer than any other intrusive thought they have, but for you, It not only entered your mind, it stayed there. Got stronger and stronger, repeating, reinforcing itself, leading you all the way to now, where you're laying down, listening to me speak about everything and nothing at all, really. What a cage on, and what you want most in the world right now is for someone to tell you exactly what to do. Because you're a submissive. Because in some strange, fated way, it's your destiny to have locked your cock away like you have, and to begin that important, special search for someone who will take that key from you and fully remove that possibility of sabotaging yourself from the sheer pleasure devoting yourself to submission can bring. Devotion that can only be achieved in the wearing of this symbol of weakness. And, in a strange way, fulfillment. It's in the bars of your chastity cage that you find true freedom, baby. It's who you are. And so right now, before our time together comes to an end, I want you to remind yourself to make me a promise. That you're going to let the call of the cage control you. And it's okay if that call isn't always as strong as it is now, and it's okay if you second guess it or if momentary blips come along. All I ask you to promise is that when the cage calls, when that instinct within you rises to slip it on and to search for somebody to serve and obey and hand all that control over to, you'll follow it. Because what I'm telling you, precious, is that not everybody has that urge. Not everybody has the ability to serve like this, and those of you that do, you make the world a better place when you follow us. You bring more men more pleasure than touching your cock could ever bring you. It's just a mathematics game. Some of us are born to serve others, and some of us are born to be served. And some of you are born to put cute little cages on your cocks and to parade around hoping that a dom top will see and fuck you until you can't think straight. But I think you know who you are, precious. My sweet, stupid, submissive, caged boy. Good boy.